Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And it's another open show tonight. Another time for you to call in and ask questions of anything that's on your mind and you feel is important to ask right now, especially in times of these difficulties, question that you might have. Let me just say that if you want to call in and ask your question, now's always the best time to call in because if lines get filled up, I have to rush through your calls. The calls that come early, usually there aren't a lot of calls in the beginning. And so you get a little more time, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. This is an open show. You get to be the guest. You get to direct the conversation and say, which way are we going tonight? What do you want to know? What do you want to have answered? And that's the way to do it. I'm here all by myself again. And so if you want to call and keep me company, I really appreciate that. 410-922-6680. I want to read something to you while I wait to see if anybody calls in. And it's the first paragraph of a message that we're sending to our clients as part of our quarterly update with our clients and so forth. But I thought it was just apropos for everybody. And so I just wanted to share it with you. So let me again say that we're on an open show tonight. If you want to call in, now's the good time, 410-922-6680. But let me just read this that I wrote. It's just one paragraph. My parents' generation was molded and defined by the Great Depression and World War II. And my boomer generation so far has been molded and defined by peace and prosperity until the Great Recession 10 years ago and now the Great Pandemic. One of my favorite sayings is, the things that happen to you mold you, but how you respond to them defines you. For example, when Franklin Roosevelt said to the country, so first of all, let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance. He was making it very clear that this was a very difficult and scary time, but fear which paralyzes will make me retreat, and confident strength will allow me to advance. He was working on defining a nation through this difficulty, and he succeeded. We too need to advance through this pandemic and define our lives to our family, to our friends, and to our nation. I think of the men and women who are out day and night caring for the ill throughout the world, knowing they have a risk. I think of the researchers pouring hours of time and energy into a solution. I think of the store personnel at grocery stores and other establishments of essential business. I think of political leaders who have united to help the country despite their differences. These are times that define us. And so, will we retreat to dread and fear or advance to victory? I am believing, and God willing, victory for the world, victory for the United States of America, and victory for the Financial Consulate. So anyway, what's going to define you through this difficult period of time? Are you going to be heavy laden with fear and trepidation? Or are you going to advance through this and help to propel an answer, not only for, you know, the world like some people are doing, but just for your family, for your friends, for your clients, as we have to in the Financial Consulate. So anyway, that's the question I have for you tonight. What's going to define you? The things that happen to us mold us, but the things we, how we respond to those things define who we are. And that's the question we all have to ask each other. Anyway, tonight's an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, there are no callers online at this moment in time. So if you want to jump in there and ask a question, you can feel free, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you, you know, a couple things. Number one, The Financial Consulate has been doing financial physicals for people all over the country, even sometimes, three or four times I can think of. We've done it all over the world. We did one for a couple in the Jordanian embassy about 6 years ago. So, you know, doing things remotely is something that we've been doing for 10 years. So we're very used to that. And the reason I say that is we're still doing plenty of financial physicals. And so as people hold up and they want to get their finances in order, you know, we've been doing this for years and we have techniques and methods to do it. And they're, you know, no different today. You know, it's not novel to us, you know, to do this because we've been doing it for many years. And so if you want to call the consulate and ask about financial planning during this time, maybe you, and I'm going to talk about some of the things you need to be thinking about. See, this is what a professional advisor does, okay? So you get people who send you out, you know, little notices and they, you know, send out this stuff and so forth. But here's the things you need to be thinking about. You know, the stimulus check. Did you file an 18 return? What did it say? What's your 19 return going to say? Are you going to delay your 19 return so that your 18 return is the one that they're going to look at? Or are you going to file your 19 return as quickly as possible to make sure that your 18 return is not looked at? And then if your 18 and 19 don't line up for the stimulus check at all, what are you going to do to make your 2020 income to get the stimulus check? Because you got to understand how the stimulus check works. It's a credit on your 2020 return that's being paid in advance based on either your 18 or 19 income, whichever is the latest return that you've filed. And if neither of them work at the end of the year, if your income did drop below the income levels, then you'll get a credit. But even if your income exceeds it in 2020, they're not going to make you pay it back. So you see what you got to do. You got to make sure that you get either your 18 out there, your 19 out there, or you line up your 2020 to get it. That's the things that you should be thinking about. That's just one of the many things. RMDs are deferred. You don't have to do a required minimum distribution this year. You don't have to file your tax return until July 15th. That means you can do your IRA before July 15th for 2019. You can do your health savings account before July 15th, 2015. You can do your Roth IRA before July 15th, 2019 contributions. These are things you need to be thinking about. This is what a professional advisor is supposed to do. They don't just throw your money in a bunch of mutual funds and forget about them and then try to glad hand you and tell you, don't worry, hold on during these bad times. That's not what a professional advisor is supposed to do. They're supposed to take all this personal data that's coming to impact your personal finances, like taxes and different stimulus bills and things like this, and estate planning and insurance without selling your product and commissions, and interpret it for you and try to give you the best advice based on your situation. That's what professional advisors do, and that's how they earn their medal during times like this. We're on an open show tonight. I got people online, but if you want to call in, we have other callers, 410-922-6680. Right now, I got to go to traffic and come right back, going right to our callers after this traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Pure Prairie League. Yeah. Yeah. You just don't know anything, Chris. Anyway, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. I'm going to go to my callers in a second. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Also, just wanted to say some other things we're thinking about. Roth conversions, very big this year. You got to mark it down, and you're no required minimum distributions this year. Roth conversions should be something you're thinking about and analyzing. Qualified charitable distributions is something you should still be doing, regardless if the required minimum distribution has been stopped. And, you know, it's something you need to be thinking about. Mark in Cadenceville, how can I help you?
Yes. When we turn this thing around, how you have an idea, you think there'll be a 5% bump, 30% bump, 90% bump, and would it be prior to the actual news coming out, or would it be exactly with the— I know it's a big long question that nobody really knows, but
no, nobody does. Nobody does know, it's really going to depend on how things end, but. Usually the way these things end is that the market starts to catapult out when the news is the absolute worst. You know, that's the funny thing, is that when the news is the absolute worst, that's when the markets tend to take off. If you go back to March 9th, 2009, you'll find that that was around the time that they were talking about, you know, all the banks that were in trouble and they were going to do TARP and so forth. And that was the time that the market hit bottom and started to move up, and it got better and better as time went on. But in this one, I do believe that there's coming a time in the next maybe year or two at the most when out of this recession, you're going to get a monster move that's never been seen before on the upside, and that's going to surprise a lot of people. First off, I think people are underestimating the depth of how bad this is going to be, number one. So I think people are running in saying this is a buying opportunity, don't understand the depth of what this is going to be. But number two, I think when it does hit bottom, it's going to be a boomerang out of it at a time when nobody would want to invest in the market, but all of a sudden investors will realize that you don't get in, you're going to miss it totally. Just as violent as it was on the downside, it's going to be even more violent on the upside, but it's going to be at a time when most people are unwilling to move money into the market. All right?
Got it. All right, thank you.
All right. That's just my opinion, and who knows if it's right or not. It's just an opinion. Dennis in Dundalk. Is Dennis still in Dundalk? I don't know. Is Dundalk still in Dennis? That's a good question, too. Marnica in Easton.
You make me laugh, and that's good.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you, because our Lord is wonderful, and that's why I'm calling, because I want to say thank you for having the courage of his conviction to pray over the air and to encourage us all along with what you teach in your business and with who you are.
Well, I appreciate that. That's, you know, I think that it is who I am, and I should never be afraid to pray, even if it's on the air or on television or whatever.
Indeed, and I want to be just like you in that regard, and that's what this situation is going to mold me into.
Well, good.
A prayer warrior like none other. You talked about boomeranging. And I want to boomerang in my prayer life.
Amen. Do you want to give a word to the Lord for everyone before you leave?
I'd love to.
Go ahead.
Dear Lord, thank you for Drew, and thank you for his program and everything that he says. He comes across with your love, and it's palpable. So we ask that you continue to bring us together as a community of yours, to encourage one another and to refuse to give in to the awfulness, and instead to give up to your goodness.
Yeah.
We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. Good talking to you. Take care. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, if you want to call in and ask a question. You know, we were going over some of the things that we've been talking to our clients about that you have to be thinking about. And this is what a professional advisor is supposed to do. They're not supposed to just throw your money into investments and then, you know, occasionally call you up, especially at times like this, and say, you know, don't worry, markets always come back, et cetera, et cetera. You're supposed to be doing sophisticated tax planning, sophisticated estate planning, helping you understand what are the insurances you need without selling them to you and taking commissions, but giving you unbiased advice on those types of things. And this is the time that you've got so much being thrown at you. You've got the stimulus check. You've got the retirement plan changes. You've got the loans to businesses, the payroll protection loans, or I can't even keep all their names straight. You know, they got the CARES Act and the Secure Act and the Paid Protection Act and the, you know, and the new unemployment laws and, you know, and so forth. There's a ton out there for business owners that they need to be thinking about. You know, you don't have to pay your payroll taxes for a period of time, and you can defer them for a couple years even, you know. You know, you can get loans that can be forgiven if you don't let go, or if you let go of your employees and bring them back on. You can be forgiven these loans. Not only are they loans that you can get, but you can actually get forgiven them. And you need to learn about these. And we're publishing a list of all the different things. But we're not just publishing it. We're publishing it along with some things to the, well, what do you do? What do you think about? So, for example, I was talking earlier about the stimulus check, okay? So, as I said, it's based on, it's a tax credit based on your 2020 tax return. But they're going to send it to you in advance based on your 18 or 19 return, whichever one's been the most current that you filed, okay? So, if I file 19, but my 18 looked better for the stimulus check, I'm going to hurt myself. So I don't want to. I want to delay that 19 return. If I file my 18 return and it looks bad and I don't immediately run out and I say, oh, I got until July 15th not to worry about my 19 return, but my 19 return would have looked really good and made my stimulus check get bigger. And you say, well, what's a stimulus check? Single people, it's $1,250. Married couples, it's $2,400. Your income has to be single, $75,000 to $100,000. And for married, it's $150,000 to $200,000. And for head of household, I think it's $118,000 to $150,000, if I'm not mistaken, something like that. So, you know, where are you? What is your, what's your status, and how do you file, and how do you make sure you get that check? So, you know, like, for example, we're going to be teaching a seminar to the graduate students of Johns Hopkins University Medical School on Monday. And I've informed the guy that's going to teach it from our company to, you know, make sure all those graduate students go out there and file a tax return, even if it says zero. Because if they don't, they're not going to get the stimulus check. But if they do and it says zero, 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 I'm not making any money because I'm in college and I'm not getting paid anything. I'm not even getting a fellowship or a stipend. I'm just here. You have to file a tax return if you want to get it. You have to be, you can't be dependent on somebody else's return. You just have to be independent, and you're going to get a $1,250 check, but you have to file a tax return. If you don't, they all know you're out there, you're not going to get it. These are things you have to be thinking about. But what if your income's too high? Well, then, you know, let's say you're 2020, you're close, but you're just too high. Maybe you're doing a Roth 401k and you don't get a deduction for your $19,000 or $25,000. Maybe you need to do a traditional 401k and drop your taxable income down. Then on your 2020 return, you're going to be well below the limits. And next thing you know, you're going to get a big credit on your 2020 return. These are the things you need to be thinking about. Right now, I got to go to traffic, but I want to let you know I'm on an open show, 410-922-6680. I don't have anyone online. So if you want to call and help me out here, ask a question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. Bethel Music. Raise a hallelujah. I gave you the song anyway, right? So I should know that one. Yeah. Anyway, that's a song that if you're not familiar with it, it's probably one of the best ones you could listen to at times like this, especially if you have any concerns with fear or anything of that sort. And you want to hear the story of how it was written. So it's called Raise a Hallelujah by Bethel Music, and I would highly recommend, especially during this time, if you get a chance to listen to it. Anyway, we're going to go to our callers real quick. Lee in Northwest Baltimore, how can I help you?
Hi, Drew. Social Security recipients who didn't have to file a return.
I would suggest you file the return, but they are going to look at your Social Security and see if you're there and send it to you. But you're better to file it. And I just saw the other day there's a free thing out there that you can really simply file it. But I have it at my office. Well, actually, I think I might even have it here. Is that your question, Lee?
Yes.
Let me see. I think I might even have it here. There's a, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Where did I put that? I know where I put it. You know, I file all my important emails with things that I want to remember in different places. You know, now I got to just pull it back up. And hopefully I can get it quickly and tell you. Let's see. Is this it? No, doesn't look like that's it. I know Mike or somebody just sent it to me, and
well, if you find it, just mention it on the air. And in the event that you don't, I will just go ahead and file a return.
Here it is: senior citizens and low-income individuals. As you know, my son works for State of Maryland and MVLS as well as cash. He just received notice that the state that seniors or low-income individuals who do not file because they're below the threshold must file a 1040 SR. A 1040 SR. So if you have a computer, look that up, 1040 SR, and that's the document that they want you to file to assure that you get it, but they are going to look at Social Security and see if they can do something. If you send me an email, anybody who wants the information about this, if you send me an email, drew@drewtig, I'll reply this email that I got about this. And AARP is doing a lot of work in this also, helping seniors to file. So, okay, Lee, there's a couple good leads for you, sir. Take care. Marie in Columbia, how can we help you?
Hi there. I have a daughter who graduated from college about 3 years ago. She was a Chinese major, went to China. She's actually still there teaching English.
Okay.
She's never filed taxes since she's been there working.
She should file. She should file. She will get a check. She's an American citizen. If she files a tax return that says 000, she will get a tax return. But keep in mind that if she's making any money in China, she must be filing a U.S. income tax return. There is no exception to any American anywhere in the world, even in the universe. You could go to Mars. If you make $1,000 on Mars, you have to report an income tax return back to the United States of America.
Okay. I did a little research, and I did find that out for her, but she just didn't know how to go about doing it.
I mean, she doesn't have to file a state return. She just has to file a U.S. government return, And and she should file, you know, even if she just says 000, and she'll get $1,250. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mike in Southeast Baltimore, how can I help you?
Hi, Drew. Great show. Really appreciate your being with us every week. I had a question about Social Security. Wife and I are nearing retirement age, and I was wondering if my wife takes her benefits at 62, and I continue to work until full retirement age. The tax implications of that, the dollar for dollar reduction in your Social Security, does that affect just her income, or is it based on her total income?
So, no, it's just her earned income. You're saying she filed and got Social Security before her full retirement age, right? And she's making... Go ahead.
When she turns 62, she'll stop working and file for benefits. That'll be her basic income. But I'm going to continue to work, and I won't be collecting at that point.
Well, is she going to earn any money? Is she going to?
Part-time, full-time.
She can earn up to $18,000 and not affect that Social Security check that she makes. And if she makes over that amount, then she starts losing one for two. And I say $18,000, that's a general number. That's not the exact number, but it's darn close.
Okay.
It's only her earned income, not the combined,
if she works. Yes. That was my question, it was her combined income or just her individual income.
As far as that portion of the law goes for Social Security, if I'm collecting before my full retirement age, it's only my own earned income that is going to affect as to whether I have to pay any of that back or not. All right?
Okay, and I appreciate it. And I really appreciate what you did last week, praying at the end of the show. That was... something that was very much needed in these crazy times. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. John in Woodlawn. John, how can we help you?
Hi, Drew. Had a question. I have a Schwab Roth IRA, and I have $1,000 that I need to allocate, and I was just wondering how to do that to get the biggest bang for the buck over this next months and years, actually.
I'm not sure I got that. What were you know, you have
$1,000 that have been deposited into a Roth IRA. It's a Schwab Roth IRA.
Okay.
And
you want to know how to invest it, that you might do really well with it?
Yeah. We don't, you know, we're going to plan to probably just leave it there for a while.
Well, I mean, you know, your simple answer would be to just buy an all market, you know, stock market index and just let it sit there. You know, give it a couple weeks and the market goes down another 5 or 10%. Just throw it in there, and it's, you know, it's not going to necessarily be the bottom, but you know, it's 30% lower from where it was just a few weeks ago. So.
Is there a particular index you'd link it to, S&P or Dow?
I mean, you know, I think that the total market index is a really good one. That way you get a little bit of everything. Or you could just go with the S&P 500 because, you know, the top 500 companies in the United States are going to continue to dominate for many years to come. It doesn't mean they're always going to be the best performers in the stock market. But over the next 20 or 30 years, there's no doubt that the top companies in the United States are going to be great companies. You know, the reason that index funds work is because of momentum. Momentum is everything. When a stock starts going up and an index just keeps adding more and more and more of that stock because it's going up, you know, and if anyone could understand the principle of momentum in investing. And that's why index funds take advantage of momentum so simply that they're effective. And that's why I would suggest that you just go with a good index fund. All right?
You would wait for a couple of weeks?
And you're in a downtrend. Just give it a couple of weeks. Give it another 5 or 10% and then throw it in. You're never going to pick the bottom, but right now you're in momentum is down. So let the momentum run just for a little while longer and then buy. Okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Good question. We're going to go to last break for traffic, and if you want to call in, 410-922-6680, take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. It's a great song that you ought to tune into, Raise a Hallelujah by Bethel Music. And hear the story as to how that song was written. And listen to what the verse says. It starts off with, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief, and then I raise a hallelujah over the fear, you know. And then she starts singing that her weapon is a song, you know. And singing, there's something about singing when you're down, when you're depressed, or when you're scared, when something's got you start to sing. There's something about it, and you don't have to be a good singer, you know. You just sing to yourself, and there's something about it. So it's a great song. You get a chance to listen to it, I think you'll be blessed by it. And but anyway, I want to go to my other caller here, Jennifer in Bel Air. How can I help you, Jennifer?
Hi there. Quick question. Thank you for taking my call. If you did not file in 2018, you did file in 2019. They directly withdrew the money that was owed to your federal taxes. Are you entitled to the stimulus, and will it be direct deposited?
Are you single or married?
Single.
Are you making over $75,000 or under?
Under.
And you're going to get a check, and I believe it's coming in the mail, but, I don't think they've got that all worked out yet. No, actually, I did hear that if you filed a return and you put a direct deposit or a direct debit account in there, I do believe that I heard that they were going to direct deposit it right into your checking account. So I believe that is the way that it's going to go.
Excellent. That's awesome.
And you should get it before the end of April, from what I'm hearing. They're going to rush this thing out before the end of April. So expect it sometime within the next 3 weeks.
Wow, that would be a true blessing. And raise a hallelujah.
You go and raise a hallelujah there, Jennifer, okay?
I raise my hallelujah every day. I listen to that song at the top, and I sing it at the top of my lungs. I really appreciate y'all taking my call regarding taxes as a topic. Thank you.
Take care. Anyway, just wanted to remind everyone, the consulate has been doing virtual meetings with clients, helping them with their personal finances for well over 10 years. It's nothing new for us. And if you want to talk to us about your personal finances and talk to me and one of our comprehensive advisors, we always work as a team. You can feel free to call in 410-823-7283, 410-823-7283. Because like I said, we've been working virtually with people for years. We've got clients all over the country. I think more of our clients are outside of the state of Maryland than they're inside the state of Maryland now. We have about 1,000 clients, and I'd say maybe 300 or so are Marylanders, and 700 or so all over the country, and most of the time we meet with them virtually. So if you feel this is something you want to do, you can feel free to call in 410-823-7283. First, we do a discovery call where we just kind of talk, half hour or so, just get feel what are you looking for, are we going to be the company for you, and so forth. And if we do, we go on to further and begin the financial physical if you decide to do that. So we're going to Marion in Baltimore City. Marion, how can we help you?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. Yes, I know you. I came in on your program. Sorry, I came in to do the dinner dishes, and I'm kind of catching you in the midst of things.
Yeah.
I actually have a brother and a sister, both who are disabled, and but they're not old enough to have Social Security, but they get Social Security disability, and it's electronically put into their accounts. But they're asking me to help them to get, I understand that they are eligible for the $1,200 stimulus check.
Yeah, that is correct. How old are they?
My sister's like 58 and my brother's 64.
Okay, so, as for your brother, who's 64, I think he can file the 1040 SR that I was talking about. So it's
1040 SR?
SR. It's like 1040 senior, and it's for somebody who really has no income but just wants to be recognized for the stimulus check. Or they could just file a regular tax return and say zero income. And you don't have to file a state. You just file a federal. Zero income, United States. I'm here. Here's my Social Security number.
He gets income, but it's all. He gets a portion from Social Security, and he gets a portion from SSI, I guess, to the state.
Yeah, now there is a unique portion of the stimulus check that has something to do with SSI. And I don't know if it negates them getting the stimulus check if you're on SSI. I would have to.
Well, he gets a very small portion from SSI.
Yeah, but there was.
His money is Social Security disability.
There was something in my thought process here that says there's something about the SSI stimulus. Let me see if I can find this before we finish this show. Stimulus checks and SSI. And SSI. Let's see if that works. You never know. List of those who won't get a stimulus check is growing and includes some surprising. Have to file most high school seniors, college students, undergraduate college students, but graduate students will get it. An added step that is causing confusion could prevent lawmakers. Oh, how much time do I got? I'm not the fastest reader in the world. Social Security, low-income senior citizens, Social Security, some veterans and who are otherwise not required will not owe a tax, but they get a check. So that's them. I wished I had a different computer here other than just my cell phone. But there is something that's gnawing on me that says there was something about SSI that was going to be a problem. Social Security. I wished I could answer. Now, he's 64, right?
Yes.
Does he ever file a tax return?
Oh, yes, years back, but he's been disabled for like.
Oh, that's what I meant, is that he's not filing a tax return right now.
No. He only makes, between the Social Security disability and the small portion he gets from the state, he makes less than $10,000.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Under the poverty line.
I guess what my suggestion would be is that he should file a tax return or, AARP is doing a lot of work with seniors to help them to figure out whether they can get a stimulus check and whether they have to file a return or not. You might want to contact one of their, people. But I would just suggest, that you file a tax return form. Just fill it out. Do you your own tax return?
Yes, I do my own taxes.
Do you do it on TurboTax or something?
I have in the past. I use tax-free.
Yeah, well, whatever. You do that same thing for them and just file it,
My sister, who is 58, and she's disabled.
Yeah.
She only gets less than $800 a month.
That's fine, Follett, as long as she's not totally on SSI. Because I'm almost positive there's a SSI is going to have issues. But Social Security disability, they will get it, okay? But you have to file a tax return or the 1040 SR, but that's only for people who are on Social Security, if I understand it correctly. All right?
Well, he's not on regular Social Security. He's on Social Security disability as well as she is.
I understand, but
the way they set it up.
He's on Social Security disability because he's not 65 yet. Once he turns 65, it'll change to regular Social Security.
Right.
But he's over 62. He could collect. And so, anyway, I would just file tax returns.
If he's over 62 and he wants to try to collect early,
no, he's got to wait until he turns 65 and then it flips to regular, or actually his full retirement age, 66 and 6 months, or 4 months. All right, I got to run.
Thank you.
Bye. Anyway. I hope that was helpful to you, and we'll be back next week, but I got a guest next week, so anyway, it's Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Things are gonna be much better.